B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Yeah, can I speak to the CL, please?
The what?
That's me, corporate liaison.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you mean?
Tom, if I'm looking at my sheet here correctly, this is RXK, Tom Smith.
Yep, that's me, buddy.
Okay, we ready to go? You got the correspondence, I'm assuming.
Yep, we're good to go.
Oh, let me take a wild guess that this is none other than Bullet Bob Bandy on the Beasley Broadcasting System. What do you want, Bandy?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Can you relay to the host that this is a big deal?
Hey, Bandy. The host can hear you. You don't have to go through the corporate liaison to talk to the host. The host can hear you.
Tom, as you're aware,
the
role of the corporate liaison is to relay to the host what's going on as far as network programming.
Absolutely.
Well, he didn't tell me anything.
You're on a need-to-know basis, Stan.
Well, if we're going to network programming, I need to know it.
Have you got the music ready there, Tom?
Yeah, we're ready.
What music?
Yeah, I'll give you. You want a quick count or?
Yeah, give me a count. Count in.
Coming your way.
Oh, for the love of!
In 3, 2, and 1.
What the?
Good morning, everyone. This is Bullet Bob Bandy coming to you on a historic day as we celebrate the launch of a new venture that we are all very excited about, that venture being Beasley International.
How come I didn't know about this?
We're coming to you live this morning from Islamabad, Pakistan.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow,
big
really?
Stuff, huh?
Yeah.
We are coming to you from the Islamabad location of the International House of Pancakes,
oh!
And they are truly international.
Come on!
And we'd like to thank our gracious host and sponsor for the broadcast, a joint venture between the International House of Pancakes and Visit Pakistan! Exclamation point. The tourism department of the functioning government of Pakistan, where everything's fine. You know, Pakistan has something for everyone. Pakistan covers over 340,000 square miles, approximately the combined land areas of France and the United Kingdom.
Wow.
And let me tell you, the natural features here range from the sandy beaches, lagoons, and mangrove swamps of the southern coast to the beautiful, moist temperature forests and the icy peaks of the Himalayas, Karakoram, and Hindu Kush Mountains in the north.
Wow.
Come on in. The skiing's great. The water's fine. There's something for everybody here. And there's a city in Pakistan called Lahore, and this reporter can tell you it's named that for a reason. But again, we're coming to you from the capital of this beautiful democratic country, Islamabad. Uh-huh. We are here where there are numerous specials, too numerous to mention. Now, you might imagine, even though we are here at the International House of Pancakes, we are indeed in Islamabad, Pakistan.
But doing what?
Pakistan is a predominantly Muslim country. As a matter of fact, the full name of the country is the Islamic Republic of Pakistan. And with that, there are some subtle cultural differences.
Uh-huh.
Even though the IHOP would look very similar to any IHOP that you might see there in Fort Lauderdale.
Myers!
Did you call me a liar?
No, it's Fort Myers.
You set him straight, corporate liaison. Come on, Bandy!
Tom Smith?
Yeah.
Please admonish the host that he is not to speak directly to me.
I tried to. He's hard to wrangle
who
in, though,
Bob. Who am I supposed to talk to when you're saying the wrong city?
Jesus, I am across the globe. But you know what? You take your problems with you, Tom.
I know. Trust me. I'm well aware.
Can I get the blueberry?
You're sitting down eating when you're doing this international report?
This is not just an international report. This is the launch of Beasley International. You know, the world is shrinking.
What?
The world is shrinking, and Beasley is there to cover the shrinkage. One of the wonderful things about being here in Pakistan.
Are you smoking?
That is what I'm getting at.
You can smoke in an IHOP?
The smoking laws that have engulfed much of the civilized world have no place here in the Islamic Republic of Pakistan. And that's thanks to our gracious host, General and President Pervez Musharraf, peace be upon him.
Right.
You have to say that.
I know.
I'll tell you this. The only state of emergency this reporter can see is the state of emergency of being hungry for some pancakes. And that being the case, being here at the IHOP, that would tell you there is no state of emergency because I see a short stack has just arrived. In addition to being able to smoke, something that might strike Westerners as a little different, not better, not worse, just different. On the menu, this being an Islamic country, they're afraid of, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say the word, they're afraid of pigs.
Right.
Yeah, you're not, don't say that word.
Yeah, no,
so you can't
no
get,
bacon.
No bacon, no sausage.
Well, yes, there is. And I noticed this, I dined last night at the Outback Steakhouse here in Islamabad.
This is insane.
And what I noticed
really
is,
soaking
is
up
that,
the local culture.
Regardless of whether it's various sausages, everything is simply referred to as meat. And it is considered impolite to question the host as to what type of meat.
Question, you're at the IHOP, you're at, where did you have the steak?
Outback Steakhouse.
Why don't you go and find some of the culture that's going
here,
on around there instead?
The KFC and the Pizza Hut.
Oh, come on!
Really? Two of the largest grossing stores in the world. And let me tell you this, one of the nice things about being here in Pakistan is they don't take no mess, to use a slang term. There were a group of local troublemakers that tried to protest. The batons were out, and it was over before it began.
Who's that in the background?
Pardon me?
Someone's talking in the background while you're trying to do a broadcast.
That is my gracious host and minder, who is with me at all times. And he is heavily armed. I couldn't feel safer. And we couldn't think of a better country to begin this new venture of Beasley International.
Well, what does that mean? What are you going?
We're looking to acquire medium and small market AM stations here in Pakistan.
Are we really?
As a matter of fact, we've acquired our flagship station in Lahore. It's a beautiful country. And we want to encourage everyone within the sound of my voice to come visit Pakistan.
I don't think now's a good time.
Point.
Now's not a good time.
Just to tell you, my gracious host here in the Islamic Republic
very
of
unstable.
Pakistan, the proprietor here, our host here his name is Eddie Musharraf.
No.
He owns most of the American-style restaurants here in Islamabad and throughout the Islamic Republic of Pakistan. He speaks perfect English. If you'd like to speak to him, I think that's okay. I'm getting a nod from my handler. That's okay.
Yeah.
If that's something you're interested
are
in.
Are we
speaking
supposed
with
to?
Eddie Musharraf.
I would rather not talk to Eddie, but are we supposed to bullet, Bob Bandy? Are we supposed to? Are we supposed
to? You know what?
Is that a Beasley requirement?
I don't speak packing a knees or whatever the hell it is. And I'm getting mixed signals, and those mixed signals are coming from the barrel of an AK-47. So perhaps it's best we dispense with that.
Right.
And I repeat again, we are here at the pleasure of General and President Pervez Musharraf, Eddie's brother.
Peace be upon him. Yeah, right.
And visit Pakistan! Exclamation point. Everything's fine. Uh-huh. Don't worry. And we here at Beasley International could not be more pleased to be in Pakistan. Okay. They are number one.
Will you please outro yourself? Because we're going to go back to local programming. Do you hear me?
Tom Smith.
I'm here, Bullet Bob.
We'll go back to you tell that host.
Okay.
That we will go back to local programming when I say we will go back to local programming.
No problem.
You know what? I'm not
deaf. We'll go back to local programming now. All this historic inaugural broadcast, highly successful broadcast, due in large part to the Pakistani military's efforts. This is Bullet Bob Bandy for Beasley International.
Friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet?
Easy, get it up. 96 K-Rock.
Jeez. Hey!
Hey, what do you know about that? Hey, headphones everybody. Working today.
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's smooth as silk. You know what else is good? Richard, the engineer, brought in my new stool. I'm sitting up high, and it's got an extra cushiony cushion.
Well, you're higher than you should be.
No, it's perfect. This is how high I want to be.
Oh.
Well, you know, physically.
So you'd like to assert your dominance of the studio by being a little higher, even though I'm way taller than you.
Way taller? You are taller than I am.
I am taller than you.
I got stumpy legs.
And so you get a stool that raises you above everybody.
That is not it. It's where I'm comfortable at the board.
You know, that's what Tony Montana did. He put a platform under his desk.
Can't I enjoy my new stool for 5 minutes? Just 5 minutes.
All right, count it off.
Okay.
You're right. That's unfair of me. Five minutes. You should have five minutes with your new stool. Let me go over and take a look at it and admire it.
Come on, take a look.
Oh, ain't that something?
Yeah, look at it.
Boy, that is a beaut.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. That's like an IKEA stool.
Yeah. I think the engineer put it together, too.
That's like a stool you'd find at a wine bar.
Yeah.
Not a real bar.
No,
a
wine bar.
Because there's too much to it.
Yeah.
And ain't like your old stool.
No. Well, there's the old one right there. It's holding my backpack up. So there you go. Oh,
we worried about this hurricane?
No, I'm going to tell you why I'm not worried about it. So don't worry about it.
All right.
I'm fine. But there's certain words I've been instructed by people in the building.
Button
and
hook.
Listener. Don't say the word. I'm not saying the word.
You're famous for it.
Yeah, well,
gotta
I'm not
own
saying
it.
It. I'm not saying it. You mind if I see what's on TV?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, thank you. You know, get warmed up here. I wanna
see you know, normally we wait a half hour before we turn it on, but...
My new favorite show is coming on.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
I wish I was a spaceman, the fastest guy alive. I'd fly you around the universe in Fireball XL5.
The founding of New Earth. It's the greatest adventure since the Pilgrim Fathers, way back in ancient history.
I wish you were coming with us, Steve.
Hey, so do I. I'm not entirely sure that I approve of a space expedition led by a woman.
Don't worry, Professor. Venus has got you and Robert to rely on.
Just one more piece of the at-machine. Should be perfectly simple, but this hydro-crane operator... Oh, he's almost as bad as a woman. Suffering space cat, you blithering idiot.
The dynamo stuck in the hatchway.
A woman couldn't have done worse. Oh, dear. I don't feel so good. Still, what can you expect with a woman driver?
Oh, if only Steve were here, he'd know what to do.
That's right, Commander Zero. I'll take over now. See you in a few days. Okay, Robert, take over. I'm going to join the others in the lounge.
Help yourself to coffee and sandwiches, Steve. I guess I know now why they call you the greatest astronaut on space patrol.
I think you're cute, too. Mission complete. Over and out.
Okay, that's good. Just wanted to see my program. That was Fireball XL5.
You know what? My favorite program is coming on right now, too.
Oh, well, here, let's tune it in.
You mind?
No, go right ahead. All righty.
Oh, there's nothing. Don't worry. There's nothing wrong with this computer, Stan. Nothing wrong with it at all. It's operator error.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
I found out what's wrong with it, and it's not your fault. Richard the engineer, new stool, been very friendly.
Uh-huh. You got a new stool.
Yeah.
Yet my problems remain much the same.
Doesn't matter if you get a new computer. It's still going to be the same thing. He took me aside.
Is this secret stuff?
Well, it's not for the average employee to know. And
let me guess, we've used too much of our internet this month and we're getting slammed.
No.
use too much of the mobile plan we run off of.
And I'm going to tell you right
now. And that runs phones and everything else.
It's only going to get worse from what I've heard under the table, very covertly.
So this isn't for general knowledge.
No.
We can't tell anybody.
In this day and age of cyber spying and cyber hacking.
Yeah.
Here's what I know, and it comes straight down from corporate. There is a program that Beasley International uses that has to filter all the bad websites, and it is so complex and has to scan so many things that it actually stops the internet from a smooth display. So it is the scanning system that we use.
Okay, that makes perfect sense now, because I never have a problem pulling up a lib website.
No.
But when I want something hard hitting, it crashes.
So it's constantly scanning.
So if I want to go to, like, say, MSNBC, lightning speed.
Yeah, it should pop right up.
But you go to Fox and it shuts down.
It scans all questionable sites. It wants to know where you're
going.
Look
at that. Look at that. Yeah. I can't. My computer doesn't work. Rob just went to MSNBC on the express train.
Yeah, that popped right up, didn't it, Rob?
Right up.
Yeah, look at that. So, but here's what I know. See, this is A, the software that the company uses.
He has no problems.
None.
Why is it me?
None. B.
Because he's a trusted employee.
Well, he's, you know, the chosen one.
Yeah. He's radio's next big thing.
Big deal.
I still don't understand that.
He's radio's next big deal.
If he's radio's next big deal, why is he treated like dirt?
How long have we been treated like dirt?
Then I guess it's a compliment?
Now look. So it's slowing everything down. Sometimes,
it still won't do anything.
Sometimes
I had something
stop.
Great here, and
in the next few months, it's going to get worse.
Oh, that's nice. Something to look forward to. It'll get worse.
Yeah, because they're putting on another layer of protection, which will not enable you, Mark Haney, to go to your personal sites.
What?
So, if you're
what
here...
What the hell are you talking
if you're
about?
If you're here in the radio station and you want to check your email at, like, your personal email, it'll block you. If you want to conduct business with your personal stuff, it'll block you. I got to take a break. That's on the way. Now, what's going on is just a layer of search engines that are blocking.
I don't
blocking
have
it.
A problem in the world with that.
Yeah.
But where was that when we had producers that were robbing us blind and running side businesses when they were supposed to be working for us? Why didn't they have it then?
Because technology advances.
Now, I'm sure they will make an exception for Rob, because he's running a side business, too. I don't even know how he does it.
No.
He's producing our show.
Yeah.
He's prepping his show.
Yeah.
He's running some sort of comedy club. I don't even know what that's about, but he's doing it all right now.
Right there. He's the owner-operator of Guffaws.
No, it's not. It's Chucklebutts.
It's Chucklebutts.
Isn't that true? Don't you run like a comedy club or something?
It's a mobile one, yeah. Chuckle Hut.
I gotta take a break.
I don't get it. Do you just like multitask all the time?
I don't stop working. It's from the time I get up until I go to bed.
He can seriously do three things at one time. Four things.
I don't know. I don't know how you do it, man. I would have given up by now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's days.
We'll be back.
I'll tell you right now, if it weren't for you and I, I would have kissed this business goodbye a long time ago.
Both. Stan and Haney, 96K Run.
The radio miracle's so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, why do I got to do this to myself?
I know, you're punishing yourself.
Well, it's because nobody listens.
No, I know that.
And then they act like it never happened.
Oh, they're champs at that. Mike Chiannopoulos in 1 hour. He will be joining us. Don't give me the excuse like you do every week. After he's gone, all the questions start coming. If you want to talk to Mike, you can text your question right now. We'll save it for him. If not, when he comes in 1 hour, we'll take your phone calls. 1 hour from now. Also, later on today, Stan's Name That Movie, chance to win some great prizes. Today, movies about weddings.
You know what? I think that's very appropriate. Yeah. I think we should take a second. Hey, Rob, just so he understands.
Yeah.
The reason I get so upset about this is I got here in 1993, and they didn't have a computer in the building. And they asked me, what do I need for the morning show to be successful? I said, well, I need at least a computer. And they said, well, I think we might have an office computer, but I don't know what you need that for. And I started trying to explain what computers could do with audio and the internet. There was this gentleman by the name of Mark Cuban that had agreed to make K-Rock one of the first radio stations on a little program called AudioNet, had negotiated the whole package for him and set it down on the desk. And I was looked at like I was insane, and I was told to stop everything that I was doing. And it was explained to me in no uncertain terms, and this is a quote: look, man, we're in the radio business, not the computer business. Concentrate on your job.
Yep.
And we are in the radio business, not the computer business. And so
you had Mark Cuban right on the phone. I was in the room. You had Mark Cuban on the phone, and you had to get back. Mark, I'm sorry. They're not going to do this.
What do you mean not going to do it? The whole thing? F you.
Gotta go.
Wasting my time.
AudioNet ended up becoming Broadcast.com, which was sold to Yahoo for $5.7 billion.
Yeah, okay.
Well, what's that got to do with me? Last time I checked, we're in the radio business, not the computer business.
Grab bag.
And then... And then years later...
You're only getting yourself worked up.
And then years later, somebody who used to work here in sales gets them to spend millions of dollars on a failed search engine.
That's true. Don't talk, please.
But they don't listen to me. Never please, have. Please never
don't,
will.
Don't talk, please.
Have I said anything untrue?
No, you have not. I remember that.
I tell them the truth. They don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Gonna do the grab bag now. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Remember when
I know.
Remember when they used to do that and go, hey, Haney, got any ideas on this? Not anymore.
Nope. No, I ain't got nothing.
Because they don't want to hear it.
No.
Because you know what I'll do is I'll have a solution
to
the problem.
You're all worked up on this.
I'll have a solution to the problem, but it would take a little bit of effort to do it.
Yes. Our favorite.
See, I like success.
I know. Always have. Our favorite girl is looking at all the girls going back to school and says, enjoy it now.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Ah, look at them. All the high school girls in their new back-to-school clothes. Oh, we're so young and skinny. I think I'll wear this, or this, or this. It all looks so good on me. Enjoy it now, ladies. Cellulite and arm flaps are right around the corner. Right now, you're Scarlett Johansson. In 5 years, you'll be your mom. Mm-hmm. 5 years after that, you're driving a minivan and dreaming of that tall boy you turned down back in high school because he wore a pressed shirt. And the clothes. Jeez, half these girls look like cheap hookers. Oh, my God, now I'm my mom. Remember that day she measured the hem of my skirt to make sure it was only a half inch above my knees? Thank God she didn't realize I left my underwear in the glove compartment of David Johnson's Camaro.
Camaro.
Gosh, yeah. I miss high school.
Yeah.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside
me,
a Woman's Head.
You and
head.
Me both, babe.
Yeah. Dateline, Stamford, Connecticut, where the state of Connecticut has gun laws.
Now, is that Stanford or Stamford?
Stamford. Connecticut has gun...
Is there a Stamford, Connecticut?
Yes. Stamford.
So they have both.
I think that Stamford is the town in Connecticut.
But I Stamford. Imagine there's probably a Stamford somewhere.
I don't know. Somewhere. The big town there is Stamford. Gun laws. It's tough having a gun in your own home. It's not as bad as Massachusetts, but it's bad. So how does this happen? Dateline Stamford.
So what, they have, like, ultra-ridiculous gun laws?
They're all libs. The only place that's not lib in the Northeast is, like, New Hampshire. It's lib. Gotta remember, that's the state of Chris Dodd, Ted Kennedy's buddy.
Oh, see, I'm there with Biden. I can't tell them apart.
So how does this happen? A 68-year-old guy from Stamford, Connecticut, got arrested after he decided to test out his new guns by firing several shots in the air at a public park.
It's kind of alarming. This park, whenever I come, is actually filled with children and people.
Or you can hear that New England accent.
Something like that happens in this neighborhood, in this park, is actually really shocking and disturbing.
Right in the vicinity where he was sitting was a loaded two-shot 45 Derringer, which he used to fire the two rounds into Scalzi Park. He put at least 50 people, even more, in danger by firing the two rounds. Most likely he'll never own a gun again.
What's that saying? You can't fix stupid?
Yep. I don't know if you saw the video of this. The wedding was taking place in Italy.
You see, there's something that kids usually learn.
Yeah.
And it goes like this. What goes up
must come down.
But I don't think he was there. He was sick that day.
Italy. Priest is doing a wedding. As he makes his final prayer to the new bride and groom, he's given the sign of the cross.
Well, there's a lot of wedding talk today.
And the lights, this is in Italy, all the lights went out and a huge thunder boom after he did the I now pronounce you man and wife. It was creepy. Completely dark. It was.
You know what?
I don't know. Is that good luck or bad luck? What, I don't know.
No. It's not good luck. What it is, Stan, is it's very similar to what happened to us. We had a true man of God take us aside and say, "You're making a horrible mistake."
Yeah, that's true.
In this case, that was direct intervention.
Yeah. Look. There's the wedding. Beautiful church in Italy. Then boom, out go the lights. Very.
Lord, please give me a set. Oh.
Very,
Speaking of which,
what?
I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting married very soon.
Yep.
And the place where you're getting married has had a plague of locusts, and there is a hurricane headed our way.
Yep.
That might impinge on travel plans. Are you confident about this?
I am confident about it.
Despite the locusts and the weather.
The locusts are gone. My doctor notified me of that.
Your doctor?
Yes. I'm not kidding you.
Wonder if I should see him before I fly.
That might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, but I won't do it. But he did let you know all clear on the locust plague?
Yes. Richard Pryor's former bodyguard, Rashan Khan is his name, said Richard Pryor wanted comedian Paul Mooney killed for supposedly supposedly sleeping with his son Richard Pryor Jr.
Oh, that'd do it.
Khan says Pryor was trying to hire a hitman for $1 million. Take a listen.
He was hurt because it happened to his son, and he was really hurt, which I don't think Paul Mooney understood, because someone that I took as a friend did that to me. And then you pretended like it didn't happen. And in some circles, that's supposed to be dealt with. Richard didn't want him on the planet no more. He shared it with me, and he said he wanted somebody killed. Had Richard not caught on fire, Paul Mooney would not be here.
Seriously, if that's what, if somebody do that to your son?
Yeah. It's official. Mark the date on your calendar, December 21st, 2019. Eddie Murphy is hosting Saturday Night Live.
What? I thought you said Eddie Murphy was hosting Saturday Night Live.
He, of course, first appeared in 1980. And left in 1984.
And took the country by storm.
And he's coming back in December. Here's just a little taste of some of his Saturday Night Live stuff.
Dear Eddie Murphy, I'm 9 years old and I am your biggest fan. The part I like best is when you say, kill my landlord and I hate the white people.
Kill the white people!
In fact, I'm very fond of white people. When I was growing up, we had a white maid.
I'm happy, baby!
It's one hell of a day in my neighborhood. A hell of a day for a neighbor. Could you be mine? I hope I get to move in your neighborhood someday. The problem is when I move in, y'all move away.
Who could that be?
This is how you answer a door in my neighborhood.
Who is it?
It's James Brown's Celebrity Hot Tub Party.
Yeah!
Second hot tub.
He hasn't done comedy on Saturday Night Live in 35 years. He's coming back December 21st.
This is creeping me out. It's almost like a biblical thing where when Eddie Murphy returns to set comedy right.
Yeah. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Opening his mouth when he should have kept it shut.
Commenting on how disgusted he was by the Indianapolis fans booing Andrew Luck when he made his decision to retire.
I thought it was pretty disgusting. You know, he's making a really tough decision. And even before that, you know, he makes a decision. I don't know why that doesn't stay in-house to kind of protect him a little bit. Although, when I think about it, I thought it would have been more of a standing ovation type thing and a thank you than boos.
Tom Brady had comments about it as well.
He needs to keep his mouth shut.
You know, it's his life. Everyone has the right to choose what they want to do. He had a great career. He was a great player. Everybody wishes they could be healthy all the time. And, you know, it's a contact sport. And he's certainly had his fair share of injuries. So, you know, guys retire at different times. Some at the end of the season. I've seen a lot of guys retire before the season gets going. And this is just one of those examples.
He's got no right to say anything. I don't know what he's doing, who he has sold his soul to. But what is he? Like 60 now.
Yeah.
And he's telling us what a 29-year-old's thinking. He doesn't know.
He don't know. He's well beyond that.
Yeah. All he knows is... it's like him going, yeah, I know. I understand Oliver Luck... might be going through some problems in his marriage. You know, I know how that is. You know, personally, me, I've only ever dated supermodels, married one, impregnated one while I was dating my future wife, and they're friends, and everything's great, and I don't have a worry in the world, and, well, I understand that people have trouble. Me, personally, I never have.
Right.
But I can see where that would happen.
Yeah.
Shut up, Tom.
Yeah.
Shut up.
He's been in Andrew Luck's shoes.
Do you realize
what?
It was 2001 when Drew Bledsoe got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
2001 mm-hmm. is when Tom Brady became the starting quarterback for the Patriots. Mm-hmm. 2001.
It's a long time. Long time.
That doesn't happen.
I started thinking quarterbacks that were still at the top of their game playing into their 40s.
Marino could have done it if he had knees.
Yeah, well, he didn't have knees. He was banged up.
But his arm was fine.
Sonny Jurgensen played into his 40s. Here's a guy that I think started in the late 50s and played to the 70s.
I think that's apples and oranges, because I saw something.
George Blanda.
Well, I always used him as the example. But I saw something that, as a longtime football fan, blew my mind.
Vinny Testaverde. He played a long time.
They were talking about a guard on the Dolphins. And I guess he's like 6'2", 330. And I'm remembering, you know, going all the way back to 72 and everything in between with the Marino years. Well, this guard, you know, he's a rookie. He's got to learn the game. He's a little undersized, let's face it. But that's not something he can do anything about, you know, at 330. I guess, he could gain some weight with muscle mass, but not much. A little undersized for a guard at 330. And we've been around long enough that I remember it was a huge deal. And I think it was like Nate Newton or somebody was like the 300-pound tackle. Yeah. Oh, they got a 300-pounder over there. Or you had a 300-pound nose tackle and it was a big deal. Now guys at 330 are considered undersized.
Yeah, they're small. It's a different game. Although, people talk about how much more physical the game is with 30-plus guys. You and I both know, if you look at the game the way it was played in the 60s and 70s, the clotheslining, the hitting out of bounds, the chop blocks.
Where it gets scary, because when I say, 330 pounds, you're thinking about O-line and D-line, rightly so. But now you're getting guys that are 300-plus pounds that can run and can hit at speed.
Yep.
That's truly frightening. And by the way, I don't know how I feel about it. The team hasn't told me anything officially, but I'm going to need your advice.
About what?
I heard from a columnist over at the Miami Herald that the Dolphins are dangling me as trade bait.
Yeah.
And it looks like one of two places, that there are two places that seem to have some interest in me. I've been a fan a long time. I don't know why they'd be trading me at this point. But word is they're on the phone with Kansas City and Cleveland. I don't know what they'd expect to get for me. But it'd be one of those two places I'd be going. That's what I hear. I don't know how many fans they would get back. Would they get back more than one? Would they just go straight up one middle-aged guy for another?
Take a break.
Or would it be like a bunch of young kids? I don't know. But it's Kansas City or Cleveland that my agent tells me are interested.
96.
Go, go, where the fashions are. Go, go.
Hey kids, you know that Stan's Clothing Treasure Warehouse City Emporium World is your in spot for all the groovy styles. But since Labor Day is almost here, Stan's also has some boss deals on all your Labor Day picnic supplies, like 65% natural ground beef, mostly meat hot dogs, packed or linked, chicken thighs and wings, sorry, no white meat, all your mayonnaise-based salads, like macaroni, potato, and shrimp salad, in convenient 1, 5, and 10-gallon containers. Paper goods like plates, cups, and utensils, including the popular sporks.
Keep pests away with Bug Off Bug Spray, tested to be 80% DDT-free, so it's safe even for the little ones. Save big on scratch and dent grills, factory second lighter fluid. Plus, get bags of ice. Hurry in while they're still frozen. And kids, don't worry. Stan's Clothing Treasure Warehouse City Emporium World Mart Center Place Market still has Mod back-to-school threads on sale. Hey, don't get caught wearing white after Labor Day. Get all the funky fall colors today.
Go, go, where the fashions are. Go, go, where the savings are. Save, save more on family clothing. Go, go.
For the location nearest you, look for our half-page ad in the latest Pennywise Shopper.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Hey.
Mike Chiannopoulos in about 25 minutes. If you want to talk to Mike, he's an attorney, lawyer, esquire. You can text us your question to Mike right now, or he will be taking your phone calls. In about 25 minutes, you always need a lawyer. Always, always best to have a number in your wallet. Best to have somebody on your side. That's why Mike Chiannopoulos comes in and tries to help you out. 277-9600 if you want to call him in a little bit.
Your lawyer is the only one on your side.
The only one.
Ever.
Ever. All people may say they're on your side like a Dave, but they're the first ones to jump ship. And they'll take all the life jackets and rafts. Meanwhile,
and your lawyer
on a sinking boat.
Is as loyal as the day is long as the day has enough money to pay him.
Yep. So if you want to text Mike, 239-277-9600 right now, and we'll get to your questions. Or you can wait till he's in studio and give him a call. You can talk to him directly. All right. What is this thing that you said
Well, I was going to tell you, there's, I don't know if you saw it, but we can add another title to Ilhan Omar.
What?
Homewrecker.
Oh, is it back to her marriage stuff now?
Well, she married her brother.
Right.
Then she married another guy. And now she is dating a man with a wife and a 13-year-old son. This guy is 37. His wife is 55. His son is 13. And he told his wife that, "I can't help it. I'm in love with Ilhan Omar."
And nobody's going to say anything.
And then had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall to take his son to meet Ilhan Omar. And the wife is livid. Why?
Why?
I don't know that she's so busted up about the end of her marriage, but think about it. If your significant other took your child to go hang out with her, the mother is saying, without my permission, he took my son around this woman who was saying all these horrible things and getting death threats and puts my son in the middle of that?
Sure.
No, I thought that was
a situation, and I see this because I'm hooked on this 90-day fiancé the other way.
Jesus.
But it goes for anything.
You and your programs.
It goes with this for anything. If you are, and this is mainly towards women, but guys might be involved in this too, if they got custody of their kids. Say they're divorced, going through a divorce, and you have a young child. And you're meeting a woman or a woman who has a young child meeting a guy. Here's a little tip for you. Don't bring the kid around early on in the relationship and see this kid get attached to somebody or recognize this person as a friend and then you decide a little bit into the relationship.
That's a psycho. I don't want to be around
that. And then suddenly the kid wonders where so-and-so went.
Where psycho went.
Yep. Don't bring your kids around a new relationship. Establish the relationship and then introduce the child. And don't make them, before you even say I do, to call them daddy when you've only been with them for a month.
Well, I think that's fair enough. How long do you wait? What's the milestone where you should introduce them to your
kid? I think if you're in a committed relationship that it has been going, where it's exclusive and they want to be a part of your life. In other words, they want a family structure. And yeah, you go and gradually introduce the child into your relationship. You don't have them tagging around. I am watching this 90-day fiance the other way.
Hold on. That's a different show?
Yeah.
90-day fiance one, the other way. What does that mean?
Before the
that
90
gay
days.
And lesbian thing?
No, before the 90 days, then they got the other way where instead of the person coming from another country to the United States, the people in the United States
go
to the other
country. So it's all based
on
foreigners?
Yeah. They see them like on. There's one girl. She's 19. Used to be a hoop-de-doo party girl. Decided at 19 that she was going to go from Christian to Muslim.
What?
And wanted to find herself
she's
Muslim husband.
Not even old enough to drink yet.
So now she's going to. I think it's. I don't know. There's another guy. One in Qatar. She's going.
Why on earth would she want that?
And now she is doing. She's got.
Does she understand what that means?
Yeah. Well, she's 19, and the mother's trying to talk her out of it. And she's meeting this guy who's young. There they are. She's 19. Was a big time party girl, and now she wants to marry a Muslim man, who.
That's insane.
Yeah. And they can't even go to the country where he lives because the war is going on. And she wants to marry him as quickly as possible in the true Muslim faith.
She's got no idea.
No. And her mother tries to talk her out of it. But
you know how many women are stuck in Muslim countries right now?
I know. Well, she's going to be one of them.
Because there's one going on in Saudi Arabia right now where you may be an American, but when you're in their house, you're under their rules. And legally, in Saudi Arabia, in any sort of legal proceeding, a man's testimony stands on its own. A woman's testimony, any woman.
Wow.
Sister, wife, mother, a woman's testimony counts 50% of that of a man.
The mother was reading. Do you got a clip of this girl? This girl is so out of it. The mother is talking to the husband-to-be about all of these Muslim laws according to the Quran.
But what's happened with this woman, who was like, she was teaching English over there, pretty girl, I don't know how she got wrapped up in all this, but because she is an American, she can leave, but she may not take the daughter, because if she took the daughter would be exposed to non-Islamic things.
Oh, yeah, this is the way this is. Where is it? I want to see if we can. You got to listen to this. Is this her?
This is insanity.
All right, here you go. Here, let me bring this up.
My name is Avery. I'm 19 years old and from Columbus, Ohio. I converted to Islam 6 months ago.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's wearing a bedsheet.
Wasn't always like this. I've been through a big change.
She used to be a party girl.
I was an all-American girl, you know. I won homecoming queen twice. I did cheerleading. I did gymnastics. I was a state champ, and I won Junior Olympics as well. And then I was partying, you know, I was doing the typical American girl life, but I really felt like that wasn't me.
Okay. Yeah.
So
then stop
this is the type of thing I would wear like a year ago, 9 months ago. But you would never see me caught in this now. Now I only show my hands and my face.
Oh, my God.
I cover my hair every day because I am Muslim. But I grew up as Christian for 18 years. Thanks, Grandma. So hot and gooey. Christianity never really spoke to me.
Oh,
and
geez.
One day at work, I started talking to a friend that was Muslim. I just wanted to learn more about Islam. And it made a lot of sense to me.
Oh.
I just felt something missing in my life. I really felt like I needed something that can keep me in line, lead me on the right path, lead me to who I want to be. And that's what I found in Islam.
There you go.
I've never dated.
And now she's marrying a Muslim, and she's over in some Muslim country right now. And, well, there she goes. And it's horrible.
You know what I don't understand is, you know, your libs love to say things like Islamophobic. Yeah, I am. I don't agree with that lifestyle. I don't agree with the theology. I don't agree with any of it. And you see these libs that defend it. And it is the most medieval thing. You want to talk about women's rights? They've got none.
None. And so she's over there now. She has 2 days to marry him. Then she wants to bring him back to the United States on a visa and then spring it on her mom that they're moving to his country.
So let's think about what she's going. Oh, Islam made a lot of sense to me. So what she's saying she wants is to have a family, have a man be dominant, and her not be a whore.
He lives in Assad's country.
Syria.
Syria. He can't take her to Syria right now because of the war. It's too dangerous.
Yeah, they're all trying to get here.
So
everybody in Syria is trying to get to Europe or
she
here.
She wants to live over there with
him. Of course she does.
At 19.
Where's the father? Where
you know
is the father?
The father, is, from what I had seen, was not in the picture.
There you go.
I haven't seen the father on an episode. Is that the father there?
I'm not sure. This is where she tells the family she's moving to Syria.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that might be the father. That roll him. Well,
to Lebanon?
No.
To
Syria.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I think this is the grandparents.
Can't tell my mom until I tell her. Let me tell her. For Omar to come to the U.S., we're going to have to get a marriage visa. My mom thinks that after I get married, I'm going to come back to the U.S. until his visa gets approved. But I don't feel like I could be apart from him for however long his visa will take.
Isn't this ridiculous?
So I'm moving to Syria after me and Omar are married.
We're talking about an area of the world that's very dangerous right now. Syria, most specifically. Yeah. The whole country is in the middle of civil war, Avery. You know, my concern is
they're meeting up in Lebanon.
You're just going to be a walking bullseye.
Yeah.
There's ISIS over in Syria. There's a civil war that's been going on for a while and a lot of bombings.
So let's go.
Yep, that's her. She can't tell her no. Can't tell her no.
It's taken a really big toll on the citizens there and a lot of people.
Well,
have
you
died.
You act like you know.
She doesn't. Syria. She just switched.
Omar lives in Latakia now, but before
my
he lived
God.
In Aleppo. His home was destroyed. And
yeah, but she wants to live there.
Like, you need to have a plan.
Yeah.
Okay? No real plan. Like, if you're alone and you feel like, hey, this situation I've got myself into, I don't know how to get out of it. I'm behind closed door. Nobody out there knows what I'm doing. You still have to have plans, contact the one. I'm going to speed dial on this phone, and I'm going to get to the United States Embassy.
I think
embassy
you're worrying too much. I personally think you're worrying too much.
Yeah, personally.
Oh, and by the
what
way.
What do you know about it, you...
And by the way, when she was flying to Lebanon, she lost her cell phone and they flew. She didn't need it in case she got lost and needed to call somebody. She lost her cell phone. So what?
You know, I thank God every day for my daughter.
That
she's not stupid. I am just so grateful for that.
This woman is thick. Mike Chiannopoulos is next.
You know, I have no right to have a daughter as good as I've got.
No, she's...
Because, you know, just to hope for not stupid seems to be too much for today. And to have a daughter like I have that is just beyond intelligent, very responsible, has her life together, would never in a million years do something that dumb.
Yeah, you got to tune in. I hate this stuff, but I mean, you watch it, you get hooked. That is
aggressively stupid.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You're only seeing a tidbit.
You know what, Stan? I feel like I identify as a federal inmate. Mm. I think prison would be fun. You need to respect my decision. Yep. For the past 6 months, I've been living as a federal inmate, and I think I'm ready to really pull the trigger on it full time.
They hope she'll grow out of it.
Good luck with that.
Mike Chinopoulos is next.
She'll grow into something else.
277-9600 if you want to talk to Mike.
And they look like, you know, a nice middle-class family in Ohio.
Yep. Yeah, they are.
Guess what? By the time that she does change over in Syria, that family ain't going to have the juice to get the job done when she changes.
277-9600.
And she's going to have a mess of kids.
Mike Chinopoulos.
And they will be raised Islamic.
Of course they will. Whether she likes it or not. 96K Rock.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone lines open for Mike Chinopoulos, attorney at law. 277-9600. Mike Chinopoulos, a lawyer, Esquire, family law. DUI, criminal, veterans issues.
Dorian to slowly strengthen.
Don't just leave that. I can't talk about it.
You can't talk about a hurricane that might affect our area?
It's not a hurricane.
Well, they're saying it will be.
B, it will not affect my flight out west and will not affect my wedding. Hi, Mike Chinopoulos.
Wow. You know, it was a free felony charge. He didn't get a free divorce. Right? He needs to remember that, Haney.
I don't plan on that.
But the question is, are we in the cone? Are we in the cone?
Yes, we're in the cone.
All right. Every piece of spaghetti gets us one way or the other.
277-9600.
But we're not allowed to talk about it, Mike.
Look. Trust me, I'm thinking about it.
I don't think we can get away with not talking about it.
I know we
got to
talk about it.
I know you personally
don't want to talk about it, but I think I'm going to be all right.
Just by the nature of what we do for a living, I don't think we can put a blackout on this and hope it goes away.
How are you?
They did say that's a good possibility, that there is a possibility it could just
get tired. Oh, can I say hi to Iris, too?
Like an old guy, just get tired?
She,
Iris, about to be the newest lawyer in Absolute Law.
Yeah, yeah. She took the bar.
Birthed of Absolute Law. She was everything from the receptionist all the way to a lawyer.
Oh, we remember her from way back.
Yeah, it was Emily, that's right.
Yeah.
They've all grown up with the firm, so to speak, so.
That's awesome.
That is.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah, nice to have her come hang out with me.
And she's counting down the minutes for the results because she already took the bar.
Right.
She already
took took the bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
How hard did you study?
Pretty hard. For months.
How long?
About 2 months.
These days, you can't just be a lawyer. You have to have some sort of specialty. What is it you're looking to do long term?
Both family and immigration law.
Nice.
Oh, all right. Wow, that's good.
Yeah, one and the same. Add criminal to that, too.
277-9600.
Maybe Stan can be your first felony.
Yeah, like, look, why?
See, if I retire, the one free felony gets passed off. Stan stays with the firm.
Good. I'm glad to know that. I feel very comfortable about it now.
He just likes to keep that in the bank.
Do you have his music?
I sure do.
To make sure he doesn't have to pay a jizya. You knew I had to. I had to.
What, are you tired about talking about felony divorce and hurricanes?
I just don't want to talk about it right now.
Either way, somebody loses a trailer.
Yep. Ain't that the truth?
Irma, Jane, either way.
That's a different world after Irma.
It sure is. It's changed.
Post-divorce for most people it is, too.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is, you need
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help with your divorce, your DUI, custody, anything but bankruptcy. Don't call me for you can call me for bankruptcy because I got a guy you can call.
Oh, you can refer.
Now, Mike, I know a guy.
Mike,
I got
we're
a guy.
Talking about divorce and family law and all this. Stan is on the other side about that, about to enter into a binding contract of marriage. Would you have any recommendations
Why
for
don't
young
you?
Stan?
Don't do it! Don't do it! You're standing at the gates of H-E Double Toothpicks, and they open whenever you're on vacation.
277-9600.
Is it time to take another look at this particular contract? Because it doesn't mean what it used to mean.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Not to most people, unfortunately.
What do you think about the idea? And somebody had brought this up, and I think it's a great idea.
What, the renewal?
The renewal.
Yeah, that was me. I said that a marriage license ought to be like a driver's license. You ought to have to renew it every 4 to 6 years or whatever.
And if you want
would it be penalty-free?
Yeah, it would have to be. But, you know, then they'd find some way to go, oh, yeah, but the optional version is. See, so the state has to say there is no other version. Everybody renews it. You can't buy private contract around this law, period.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't think that's a bad idea because at least it would force people to stop and think about what they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. If you start adding kids to the mix especially. But, you know, I don't think anybody gets married saying, oh, I can't wait to get divorced. Or, you know, you hear the term starter wife or starter husband. They're making a mockery of it, but the truth is we now seem to have starter spouses. It's crazy.
What's the percentage on divorce? I remember all through my younger years, it's 50-50. Is it still 50-50?
Well, I've heard it's going down with the younger ones.
Yeah, because they're not getting married. That's why. They're all choosing to have children but not get married. And I said to one young couple who's talking to me about the legal choices, they
as,
were trying to have
to be
a baby.
Clear, as an attorney, you would never advise anyone to get married strictly on a legal basis. It is not advantageous. If you're a man.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to stay married, there are advantages, but, you know,
right,
if you're marrying Satan's sister, then
but
probably
then
again,
you do give up, and it's not a joke. I'm not trying to be a smartass. You are losing rights by doing that.
Well, you know, I think everybody does. Divorce is an ugly thing, and there's nobody that's happy going through a divorce because you've just experienced failure
and the
most important emotional relationship you've ever attempted.
But the system makes it even more financially punishing.
It does. This system here in Florida is burdensome. It's unduly burdensome, and there's too much administration, and yeah, it's difficult because even the simple divorces really can't be done without a lawyer because it's just too complicated, and it doesn't have to be that way.
277-9600 from the Absolute Law text line, Mike Chinopoulos. Recently, Mike, my mom got a letter from her insurance company saying they would not renew her house insurance, saying that the roof needed to be replaced. The reason? The age of the roof. But there's no damage at all to the roof. Can they really do something like that?
Under certain circumstances, they can do something like that. So you'd have to maybe talk to me off the air, and I'd have to take a closer look and see if they did everything they were supposed to do first and how old the roof is, what the roof rating was. But, yeah, if it's a 20-year roof and it's 20 years old, they can say the roof has no life left, and you got to protect our asset because if that roof leaks, comes off, whatever, we've got a huge claim. So we're requiring you to protect the asset we're insuring.
I know that happened with my house in San Carlos Park because I think it was a 15-year roof.
Right.
And I started noticing that my homeowner's insurance started going up.
Significantly.
And I said, why is it going up? Well, you have a 15-plus-year roof. I said, well, it's fine. They said, it does not matter.
It's rated for 15 years.
And they may insure you, but it's going to be for a much higher rate. And if you leave that company or that company drops you,
you're not
good luck finding somebody. They want it within the range.
How substantial?
I would say 50%
higher? I
was
going to say 50%, yeah.
Easy.
Wow. All right.
I about flipped when the new we got the new roof put in, and I found out what my homeowner's was, and I said, I'm saving that much? It was like 50% more for homeowner's insurance, easily.
Yeah.
You know, with today's level of technology, can't we make a roof that lasts?
Well, it doesn't pay if you do it that way,
correct.
Haney. You don't make any money, Haney. What are you thinking? You're out there trying to help people again, Haney. Stop.
I know it.
Don't make any money that way.
I know it.
Just keep your huge radio salary.
You know, between my patriotism and my religious faith, I am really just dirt.
God, what kind of person am I hanging out with?
Yeah.
Somebody has a legitimate question because I hear this a lot, and they wanted your opinion on it. They just dismissed all the cases against Epstein. Obviously, he hung himself. Wink, wink. But how can...
His lawyer's expert has determined, no, this was homicide.
How can a case be dropped?
Shocking.
Always heard that if somebody dies, the charges against them. But doesn't he have an estate?
That would be a civil matter, not a criminal.
That's why he wants to explain.
What I was going
to
tell you, civil versus criminal. So there are criminal charges pending against him, obviously, and he expires by whatever means. And now, since they haven't proven him guilty, he's no longer alive to prove guilty, the charges must be dismissed. Civil liability, because it involves only money, not taking somebody's liberty, let's face it, it's a criminal case. It's about taking your liberty. He's dead. We can't lock him up. Taking the money goes to the estate, so the civil case can survive the death, his death, but not a criminal.
Absolute Law text line.
Do you think that they will go after other people in that case?
You know, now it becomes all about the money. Do you think that? Do I believe somebody will go after them criminally to determine if he was murdered?
No. I'm talking about the Maxwell woman, the people that enabled him.
Yeah, the one that procured the women for him and was right by his side during all of this stuff.
Because arguably, he's almost, like a Charlie Manson type. He didn't actually do it himself. He had other people go out and procure the women.
All right, but now where's the evidence? They have to prove him guilty to prove her guilty as an accomplice, right? So it's a crime that must flow from a crime that's a necessarily dependent crime.
So his death is huge in this.
Right. I would take a hard look at that if I were a prosecutor and say, all right, if I can't prove this guy guilty, is a jury going to assume misconduct on his part that I can attach to her? Because they probably don't have any evidence of direct misconduct or direct crime from her. They were going to have to prove her guilty through him. If that's the case, everybody gets a walk. Gee, nobody would have any incentive to kill him, would they?
Nah.
Just wondering. I mean, it's just a crazy thought. Call me crazy.
You know, I don't know how many people caught it. We made mention of it briefly, but the is it Ghislaine Maxwell?
Yeah, the woman.
There were all kinds of stories about, she can't be found, or she's in New England, she's here, she's there.
So it was like an Elvis sighting.
And then she does this staged photograph at an In-N-Out Burger in Los Angeles. And tries to pretend it was candid. It was obviously not.
It was a set-up photograph.
And the reason for the photograph is her sitting there looking very composed and making a big show of the book that she was reading. You know what that book was?
Tell me. It wasn't Eat, Pray, Love, I guarantee you.
It was book about all of the agents that have died while in service to the Central Intelligence Agency.
Yeah, there's the picture. There's one of them where she was at the...
And the book that she's reading is about CIA officers that have died in the line of duty.
Absolutely.
No message there.
Let me see if we can get one more in here, Mike. Absolute Law text line. Mike, I have a case going to mediation. What can I expect is going to happen when I go there? The case is neglect in a nursing home. This is from Jim. So he's never done mediation before. It's a neglect case in a nursing home. What can he expect, somebody that's never done it before, going into mediation?
Well, it kind of depends. What is he, is one of your relatives that was neglected? Are you being charged with neglect? I mean, what's the case?
He doesn't get into it, but the way it's worded
I
here
would guess
is that
it's a relative.
A relative in a nursing home.
Okay, it must be an immediate relative. I'm guessing if he's the one going to mediation, he must be representing somebody's interests other than his own, and I would really need to know that to tell him more specifically. But generally in mediation, and this is true for every mediation, what happens is there's a central place, there's a mediator. All the parties go there, whether it's one or five or however many. Each usually has a lawyer. And there's an opening statement. If the parties, if the enmity or the anger is too high between them, they all start in separate rooms. But ultimately, after an opening statement, you all go to separate rooms. The mediator bounces between the rooms, taking the parties' positions and trying to reach an agreement. Most mediations are successful. And I will tell you that, you know, a successful mediation is one where somebody who has to pay walks out thinking they paid too much. And somebody who has to accept the money walks out thinking they accepted too little. Mutual discomfort.
I know with a lot of divorces, they require mediation beforehand,
Every
correct?
Divorce in the 20th Judicial Circuit requires mediation before trial.
Because you have, and I've seen it, you have a husband that might be have a substantial income. You have a, and both of them have their attorneys.
Right.
And it's up to the mediator, correct me if I'm wrong, to make it just seem fair, you know, that, okay, she might have all the jewelry that was
right.
given over the marriage and diamond rings, and he's got a higher income, and he wants the jewelry back, and she
right.
wants – and then it gets into all that stuff,
yeah.
and it's up to them to go.
And it's a lot more emotional than a trial.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, the nursing home business
– it's an ugly business.
It is so difficult, and I've dealt with it fairly recently.
Right.
And – you see things and you just know things are going on, but the standard of the evidence that you have to supply seems to be pretty high.
Well,
it's
yes.
like you know it's happening. You see the bruises, you see the conditions, but it seems like you can never prove anything.
So think about this. What is driving the conditions that you're describing?
Greed.
Absolutely, 100%. And if we know that, what we've done is we've regulated them into that misconduct. Go in, revamp the regulations, allow for them to make a decent and honest profit, okay, and then make them run a business like they're supposed to run it. What you've done is you've driven all the good people out of that business because they can't with good conscience do what needs to be done to make money in that business. It's been taken over by a bunch of scoundrels, generally speaking, who are profit-driven and would sell your grandmother if it made them a profit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all due to over-regulation and incorrect regulation. If we deregulate it and then re-regulate it correctly to motivate, we'll get good, honest people with integrity caring for the right people, and they'll make a decent profit.
Let's make it happen.
Well, you know, I mean, send somebody to Congress that'll get it done, because that's what it takes.
Mike, am I going to have to do it?
Apparently.
Oh, geez.
Mike, I got a veteran
Absolute
here
law
before we go.
For Haney.
Mike, I'm a 72-year-old veteran. My doctor wants me to cut back on hours worked, and he actually wrote me a letter to give to my employer. I gave the letter to my boss and asked to have my hours cut back.
We'll cut them all.
He told me right. no with an attitude, and he didn't care about any letter from a doctor. Please help.
Yeah, you might have a problem that somebody can help you with. I don't do a lot of the employment stuff, but I'll tell you what. Call my office, 239-ASK-MIKE. And
well, what the doctor's letter is saying is that he's no longer really qualified for the position that he has.
Right. And they may get themselves in trouble. So give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE and just speak to me, and I'll give you the person's name and number and tell you what I want you to know that I think will help you get started. And if there's something there, he'll tell you.
And that's for everybody. If they want
that's
to get
right.
a hold of you, 24/7, 239-ASK-MIKE, and they can talk to you directly.
Anytime outside of normal business hours, you press 6, I answer the phone. Egypt,
yep, it's
Greece.
True.
I mean, I feel bad for that guy, but isn't that what it comes down to? I'm sorry, I guess you can no longer do your job.
Maybe. It depends. If they just said, no, stay here, and they didn't say you're fired, well, the employer might have some problems, because now they're demanding him to work outside the scope of a medical letter.
Well, that's different, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to do it right then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mike, thank you.
All right, gentlemen.
And congratulations, Iris. Mike Chiannopoulos every Tuesday on the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Aye, aye, aye.
Hi, everybody.
Stan, would it offend you if...
Yes, yes, it would.
If I ever, say we're looking at gorillas at the zoo.
I'd already know the story.
And I said, you know what, Stan, that gorilla kind of looks like you.
Yeah.
Would you get me fired for that?
I think that that news girl that said that to her African-American TV partner, that was the last thing on her mind that it was anything racial.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing. I mean, how many times I used to do this with my daughter when she was little. I go, there would be a picture of a, you know, a monkey on. Oh, there you are on TV. There, and she'd get a laugh out of it. And I think that's all she meant. She had to go on TV whimpering and crying and apologize to him.
Yep.
That was, I went to watch the clip. It was so disturbing. To watch her have to go through that torture.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, torture watching him having to sit there and take that.
Because he didn't take it that way.
No.
He said, yeah, it kind of does.
It.
She said, oh, that kind of looks like you. And he goes, yeah, it kind of does.
And then she had to apologize. And that whole apology with him sitting there, her crying through it, was so unnerving.
Mm-hmm. You hear about Seattle?
What happened in Seattle?
Well, the whole West Coast, because they have a a liberal style of government where they don't want to criminalize homelessness or drug use or people being completely out of control. They have a problem with potential jurors at the courthouse in Seattle there at City Hall because, well, there have been complaints that jurors are having to walk through human excrement on the sidewalk.
Yes.
And so they had a meeting that was supposed to be about, well, how do we deal with this problem? And someone raised their hand and said, you know, we could deal with that pretty easily if we just got somebody out there early in the morning, once a day, we go over the whole thing with a pressure washer. And boy, you could have heard a pin drop, Stan, because that is obviously a racist statement. That person was then taken to task that, no, we will not be pressure washing every morning on the sidewalk of the courthouse of all places. Why? Because Bull Connor used hoses on black people and it could intimidate people.
This is insane.
It's all pretend. It's all made up. It's like people sitting there waiting for anything with the slightest possibility of tying it to something
bad.
Let me,
real quick, can we run, I want to run, Rob, her apology. Do you have the apology?
Where it is cringeworthy.
It is so uncomfortable. It's cringeworthy. Roll them.
And Jason Hackett, I'm here this morning because I want to apologize not only to my coworker, Jason, but to our entire community. I said something yesterday that was inconsiderate, it was inappropriate,
and he's sitting there.
People, and I want you to know,
how long will this take?
Yep. You out there and how much I hurt you. I love you so much, and you have been one of my best friends for the past year and a half.
I've never done anything on purpose to hurt you,
and I love our community.
Oh, God, she doesn't have to do that.
My heart.
She was told she did.
I know, or lose your job.
I was wrong, and I am so sorry.
Oh, Alex, thank you very much, and I do accept your apology, and I do appreciate your apology. I want to let everybody out there know that Alex is one of my best friends. I mean, we do what we do here, and you know, It's not as if we see each other here and then we leave and we go home. We talk every day.
Okay. Can I tell you that it's the people, it's your own, it's other people's own racist thoughts. She meant nothing by it. They're friends. It's something that we do all the time with our kids. Oh, look at that little monkey.
Well, I got Howard Cosell run out of the business.
And it is people's preconceived own thoughts that prompted these two friends and co-workers to have to go to that level. Uncomfortable for both. Pathetic.
Yeah, I mean, it's like slamming you for calling women pigs.
What? Let's do some traffic.
Oh, I love this job.
Fort Myers crash. 8600 block of Legends Boulevard. And I got one more for you. Crash Fort Myers. American Colony Boulevard and White Gardenia Way.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, exactly. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now with today's headlines.
You sound like that dog.
Yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Oh, this is timely. A woman would like a divorce. Why?
Why?
Because her husband is entirely too loving and she can't take it anymore.
What do they want? What do they want?
How do you test out a new gun, new firearm? Well, of course, you fire it off in the park while the kids are playing softball. Guy's truck was stolen while the man was busy committing a robbery. A man is caught streaking in Southern California, but he had a damn good reason why.
Yeah?
He told the cops it wasn't his idea. His drug dealer forced him to do it as punishment. And you know, you can't argue with your drug dealer.
No.
He tells you, how high do I jump? That's how you do it. And finally, Dateline Tampa, Florida. A man threatens his friend with a machete. Why?
Why?
Because evidently this friend has a problem flushing the toilet.
Oh, well.
When the police were there filling out the report, they asked the man with the machete, "Can we hear your side of the story?" Well, this man, he knows funny. He replied with two words, S happened, and then a good knee slapping was had by all. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Where's my... thank you. 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Today is Tarzan Day.
What?
Don't ask me why. It's Tarzan Day. Just is. Can you still do a Tarzan yell?
Not me.
Not me either. I used to be able to do a good one when I was about 5.
Sure.
So with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Tarzan tweets.
Top Tarzan tweets. You know who could do the Tarzan yell? The great Johnny Weissmuller. And he did it so well in the 1930s when he played Tarzan that for all Tarzans that went into film afterwards, they used Johnny Weissmuller's recorded Tarzan yell.
Top Tarzan tweets. Should I be concerned that I just found a gorilla hair on Jane's side of the bed?
Hey, that's offensive.
Of course it is.
It's offensive.
Wonder if those property brothers do tree houses.
Try speeding that up. That might be a Tarzan yell, and extend it a little bit.
Oh, I bet Dave could do a great one. My favorite Guns N' Roses song?
Yeah.
Sweet Child of Mine. # thought I was going to say welcome to the jungle, didn't you? Hardest thing about living in the jungle?
Yeah.
Finding someone who has a Netflix password you can use. Can you believe I used the toilet and still want to go back to pooping in the woods?
Laugh it up.
It's all right. You don't have to.
FYI, apparently you can get kicked out of CrossFit for wearing a loincloth.
Yep.
Top Tarzan tweets.
Tarzan.
At Jane, I'm me, you. And finally, the very top Tarzan tweet.
Yes.
Yo, Disney, where's my live-action remake? And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis,
that's
left the building.
Email time.
And now, 1 minute inside a woman's head.
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
I'm going to read the letter, and then I want, and then of course the Guardian has to address.
Jesus.
This Chris that wrote yesterday slamming
yeah,
us.
Yeah, well, this is the time when we talk politics.
Yeah, it is. It seems... Our pal, Alex Jones, wrote an email, and...
He doesn't like our politics either.
And he wrote a very good email addressing this Chris guy, or her, spelled with a K, about us, him, and politics. It says, ahoy, gents, in regards to Chris's email yesterday... I'm not starting a feud, and I'm not trying to spark a political discussion. Anyone that follows the show knows full well that how far to the left I am, and the only thing next to me on the left is a wall. I have never tried to hide or deny that fact. I could go on, and I have, for weeks with regards to my dislike for President Trump. That said, I gave up about 2 years ago trying to have this discussion. Nowadays, I tend to just do the Alex thing and listen to what I like and tune out the Guardian.
Jesus.
And he adds, Jesus.
Jesus.
Politically, I disagree with Stan and Haney on quite a few issues, but they are like family. As I have been listening to these guys for 20 years now, a disagreement can be healthy, provided there is cordial discourse on both sides and that it doesn't coalesce into a disgusting shouting match. But I digress. My point is that while I may agree with you politically, Chris, you are wasting your time airing said grievances in an email segment. If you truly want to see a political shift in the country the way you want to see it, get out there and get people registered. As switched on as you may be, I'm sure you're aware that in the 2016 election, 49% of the people in this country neglected to vote. And what do you want to bet that a fair amount of those people are the ones bitching about the current administration's policy, both foreign and domestic?
get out and campaign for the candidate of your choice. Knock on doors, send emails, flyer the neighborhood if you can. You're never going to change Stan and Haney's mind. God knows I've tried a few times myself, but in the end, we're buddies. And I'll never stop listening because of the aforementioned differences. You guys are the best. Signed, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. And you know, my biggest thing when it comes to that whole issue...
What?
...is, are your beliefs genuine?
Yep.
Are they yours? Have you really spent time thinking about it?
And if they are genuine, I respect that. But
when they're not, I got a real problem with it. When you're just parroting things.
Exactly. Talking points. And
mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Oh, that.
Jesus.
It's okay. We all have those days, Rob. I have them every day.
And what I mean by that is I'll say, oh, well, why don't you like Trump? Because he's racist.
Yeah.
Okay, why is he racist? Because he is.
Yeah.
Because he said stuff and other stuff.
Yep. Yeah. And you're just, you don't know. You don't have an answer. He's a white supremacist, don't you know?
No, I don't. Tell me about it.
They can't.
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I'm not sure if that emailer, Chris, is the same one who owes me an apology. but I suspect it is.
If you remember, Trump.
When all the Russian crap started, I bet him a public apology and said that they would find more on the Dems than they did on the Republicans.
Yeah, what happened to Russia? We don't hear about it anymore.
Now it's off the table now. Different talking point.
Oh, that's right. We're on to he's a racist. Yeah. Forget all the Russia
white
stuff.
White supremacist.
Oh, so he's not a racist?
Oh, he is, but he's also a white supremacist. And it's how China is whipping us.
Oh, really?
So, if that's you, Chris, be a man and apologize now. So as far as what you had to say about the guy's discussion on politics or religion was ridiculous, how dare you try to silence their voices and talk about burying your head in the sand? At least they don't have their heads up their asses like you do. In my opinion, hate is the driving force of your opinion. Is that the way you are with other things that displease you? You can dislike Trump, but you cannot deny the great things he has done. So I would finally say to you, one, apologize to me. Start living in the real world. Get some kind of mental health help to deal with your hatred, because damn, you're friggin' crazy. Of course, that's just my opinion. You guys are the best. Sign The Guardian.
You know, Jesus.
Guardian might be right. That may be the same guy that was sending us like those Mueller time memes.
I don't think they are. It is. I spelled his name differently. One was a C and one, this one was a K.
You know how the commies are. They're not above misspelling their names.
Oh, always done that. We'll be back. Stan's Name That Movie is next. Chance to win.
Remember when this country was united against commies?
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Tuesday afternoon, about a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. Coming up in just seconds after we do traffic, Stan's Name That Movie. 5 movie clips all having to do with weddings.
Oh, that's odd.
Yeah. I figured it would be appropriate.
What are the odds of that?
Yeah. 5 of them. Your job, identify the film. First one to do so. We'll get some nice prizes. I'll go over them in a second. But let's get you updated on traffic first for your drive home. All right, a couple of things on the board. They're both in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Michael G. Rippey Parkway and Alico Road. And then Fort Myers hit and run. 7300 block of Santa Boulevard, right by the Ackerman Insurance Agency. and you are up to date. Another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips. The topic, wedding. If you're the first person to correctly identify the film and haven't won anything in the last 60 days, you'll have your choice of the following. $50 to the pewter mug. Was there a couple of weeks ago? That is just top flight.
Always has been.
Always has been. We have gift certificate to Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, or Fort Myers location. We have tickets to the gun show coming up October the 5th, Rocktober the 5th, and 6th at the Lee Civic Center. You win tickets to the gun show, and you're automatically qualified for a chance to get tickets to the Louder Than Life flyaway that we have, which is going to be September 27th, 28th, and 29th in Kentucky, featuring Guns N' Roses and a whole bunch of other bands. And we also have tickets to Busch Gardens Beer Fest. Craft beers from around the world. Now through September the 8th. Your job is to name the motion picture. Phones are on lockdown. I'll release the phones after we do the first movie clip. Matter of fact, I just watched the movie last night. Name this movie that has something to do with a wedding.
Okay. Specifically who?
Charles Moore.
You don't like Moore?
I just don't see him in the big picture.
Okay, but realize I've known him since the third grade.
Well, he's weird.
He's quiet.
He's weird.
Yeah, hon, he just doesn't talk a lot.
Why? I mean, is he mildly retarded? He never speaks.
He's a mechanic.
Well, he's weird, Kyle, and frankly, I expect more from you.
Yeah, okay, what? You expect more what?
You are going to be hung over for 3 days like those guys on Oprah who get drunk and have disgusting sex with prostitutes, and then they go ahead and they just say their vows. They say their vows with the stench of cheap hotel whore sex all over.
It's absurd. Listen to yourself.
Kyle.
It's not vile.
I've seen it on television.
I'm not going to marry you with the cheap smell of hotel whore sex.
I am not to be common, Kyle, okay? I am a creature like no other. Okay. I know that. I am a creature like no other, and I will not be common. Do you understand me? Is that too much to ask, Kyle? Is it too much to ask?
You won't be common.
Honey, are we going to eat, or am I just going to...
Do you love me?
Of course I love you. Of course I love you.
How much?
I love you with all my heart.
Kiss me.
Name the movie.
Sounds so pleasant.
It does. 277-9600. These films having to deal with weddings.
Oh, Jesus, what have you done?
Ahoy, who's this?
This is James.
James, can you name that movie?
Very Bad Things?
It is Very Bad Things. That was Cameron Diaz and John Favreau. And that movie is unbelievable.
One of the greatest of all time.
Oh, man. Again, I rewatched it last night, and it was great. What would you like?
You guys got Busch Gardens?
Do. You want to go?
Sweet. Definitely, please.
All right. Hold on. That movie, still, I watched it because I watched it when it came out.
I think I hipped you to it.
You did. And it's still disturbing today as it was back then.
Well, what I found, because I've watched it a couple of times over the years, when you let a little time go by and you forget the details,
yes.
It's like watching it all brand new.
Yeah. All right, these are movies about weddings.
And I really... Now that it's becoming real, first of all, you found your dream girl.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's a whole separate issue. But the fact that I am involved and I've involved Dave, I...
Well, that's your call on him.
You may have watched a documentary.
Here we go.
You know, that is my greatest fear. Is I'll be in my deluxe room.
Yeah.
Everything will be going great.
Yeah.
I'll think, you know what?
Yeah.
I was worried about getting here, and would we have problems?
Yeah.
but everything's great.
Yeah.
Stan knows I'm here.
Yeah.
He's now relaxed. Yes. He knows it's going to go off.
Yes.
And I picture that room door opening and Dave coming through the door and saying something like, oh, I don't know, man, I effed up.
Yeah.
I effed up, man.
Wearing a bloody white terry cloth robe.
Exactly. What did you do? Oh, man, you didn't
we're just playing around. And then security comes up.
Yeah.
Wants to, you know, a few bucks will quiet him down until he sees something in the mirror.
Yeah.
Then it's best to take a wine corkscrew and
yeah.
Let's go to the next movie. Movies about weddings.
Well, Dave, certainly we can reason with this. We can do something about it. Oh, it's gone too far, man. You got to help me.
Yeah. You got a desert.
You want me to do what?
Movie number two. Name it.
I suggest that we select the cake first.
Okay.
You know, because the cake more often determines what kind of wedding that you end up having. So let's just choose the cake, okay?
Okay.
Choose the what?
The cake, Dad.
Thank you, dear assistant. This is fun. So this is a very popular cake with the men of the fashionable weddings, you know. And this, I just don't do anymore. And this is fabulous.
Oh, that is incredible. Annie, that's just like the one we saw in the magazine. Mm-hmm. Do you like it, Dad?
Well, what is that? Is that dollars, $1,200?
Beloved, my most advice, this is a very reasonable price for a cake of this magnitude.
A cake, Frank, is made of flour and water. My first car didn't cost $1,200.
Welcome to the 90s, Mr. Paul.
Name.
Frank.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jeremy.
Jeremy, name the movie.
Father of the Bride?
It is Father of the Bride. Martin Short, Steve Martin.
Welcome to the 90s.
What would you like?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you guys had.
I've got Pewter Mug. I've got Firehouse Subs. I've got tickets to the Gun Show, which gets you qualified for the Louder Than Life Fly Away to see Guns N' Roses. I have Busch Gardens.
Could I do Pewter Mug, please?
You sure can. Hold on. There you go.
Wrong.
Movie clip number three. Either about weddings and marriages and stuff like that. Name the movie.
You guys are off to a great start, don't you think? I mean, Cindy showed up, so right away, Scott, you got to be pretty psyched, right?
Hey, buddy, I'm not paying you to hear your thoughts on life.
Well, I have a microphone. And you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Oh. Oh. Oh.
You know, it's funny. Some of us will never, ever find true love. Like, take, for instance, me. And I'm pretty sure that guy right there. And that lady with the sideburns. And basically everybody at table nine. But the worst thing is that me, Fatty, Sideburns Lady, and the mutants over at table nine will never ever find a way to better the situation. Because apparently we have absolutely nothing to offer the opposite sex.
You are the worst, buddy!
Sir, one more outburst. I will strangle you with my microphone wire. You understand me?
Oh.
Now let's cut this stupid cake, because I know the fat guy's going to have a heart attack if we don't eat again soon. And while we do that, here's a little mood music for you.
Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Chad.
Chad, can you name the movie?
The Wedding Singer.
It is The Wedding Singer. You are correct. What would you like?
Busch Gardens tickets, please?
Sure, hold on. Just like that. All right. Movie clip number four, all dealing with weddings. And
did your significant other enjoy Very Bad Things?
She enjoyed it, but I tried to explain to her it's a dark comedy. She started trying to figure out, well, if they did this, wouldn't they find out about that? And how come they didn't take this method or option? So she was being very analytical about the film. I said, you know what? You're taking the fun right out of it.
Yeah, well, you know, the great thing about you as a couple is that we're all still waiting for your first argument.
It hasn't happened. It's been 2.5 years. Nothing's happened.
But she didn't get the movie.
She enjoyed it. She just tried to... I don't think she liked it at the end when John Favreau fell out of the wheelchair with no legs.
That's the best part. Yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Here's movie clip number
four. How'd she react to the first thing? The first very bad thing. When before that, it's all yuck, 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 and then boom.
When I don't hear her talking, there's either one or two things. She's fallen asleep or she's into the movie. And she wasn't asleep. It was just staring at the screen.
Wondering what she'd just seen.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good reaction.
Yeah. Here you go.
Did she like it when you laughed at that?
She didn't say anything. Oh, didn't say anything.
Because sooner or later.
Kept pretty quiet about it. I don't argue with her at all.
You know, just on a general level. All women think we're sick at the things that we laugh at.
Yep.
Especially.
She doesn't mind. She'll see me because women hate the Three Stooges.
Yeah. Has she watched the Three Stooges?
I will sit there in the room and I will throw Three Stooges up on the computer and I'm sitting there laughing. She's amused that I'm laughing at it and is perfectly fine with it.
But she's not laughing at that.
No.
She's amused that you find that funny.
Yes.
That's what's funny.
Yep. And I'm fine with that.
Oh.
And then she politely says to me, sweetheart, do you want me to change the channel on the big TV because the Yankee game is on?
Aw.
And I say, thank you, darling.
Is she real?
Name this movie.
Why don't you try that on?
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, come on. We'll have some fun. I'll show you how it works.
I shouldn't.
Well, why should you be afraid? You have nothing to hide.
No, I know.
I know you know, so there shouldn't be any problem.
No, there's no problem.
So, try it on.
Okay.
I'll help you. Don't worry. You'll enjoy this. All right.
Looks complicated. Now, these aren't 100% accurate, right? They're...
Well, you'd be surprised how accurate they are. They can tell fairly easily if someone's lying or not. Now I'm going to ask you some questions, and all you have to do is answer yes or no.
Okay.
All right. Let's give it a whirl. Did you fly on an airplane today?
Yes, I did.
No peeking. Did we eat pot roast for dinner tonight?
Yes.
Was it undercooked?
No, it was rare. It was a little rare for my taste. But I...
I'm just kidding. I'm just... Relax, relax. The needles are jumping. Have you ever watched pornographic videos?
No. I mean, well... I don't...
Yes or no?
Isn't that what you want to do to Dave?
Rob, do you know any way that we can get a lie detector machine and a guy to do it in studio? Do you know anybody
I did it. I've had it done before up in Cleveland. I remember there were some type of ethical issues that they had with it. I forget
did they
what.
Do it to you in Cleveland?
No. There was a slow guy on the radio that that they would he would lie about everything. So they put him on the lie detector test to see if he was telling the truth about things. And to be honest, I'm not sure if it was 100% accurate or not. But I can definitely look into it.
Yeah, I want to look into it. I want to have the guy sit.
Did it work out okay? Or
I mean, the guy gave us the results, and the results were what we were looking for.
That just he was deceptive.
Yeah, that he was lying. But, I mean, I think that's what the guy knew we were hoping for and just gave us that report.
Yeah, we want real stuff.
We want real?
Okay.
Hey, in case you haven't noticed, we operate a little differently than your average wacky morning zoo around here.
We want the real deal.
I'll take a look.
And I want him in here, and I'm going to ask Dave, who is a lifelong liar, questions.
I bet he could just beat the pants off the thing.
I bet Dave
could take a lie detector test and have you walked on the moon? Yeah.
Yeah.
Many times. It'd come across as truthful.
Did I take a caller yet to find out if they know this movie?
I forgot.
I don't think so. Ahoy, who's this?
David.
David, what's the movie?
Meet the Parents.
It is Meet the Parents. What would you like?
You still have Busch Garden tickets?
I'm all done with those. I have Gun Show. I have Firehouse Subs. I have Pewter Mug.
Pewter Mug, please.
You got it, buddy. Hold on.
You familiar with Pete Davidson?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I guess he was a little rude to the crowd at your alma mater.
At UCF?
Yep. You see, the students at UCF evidently violated Pete's personal no cell phone rule during the stand-up show, and then he went on to disparage them, the university, and the city beautiful itself.
Really?
Yeah. You want to take a listen?
Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, we can listen. I'm right at the top of the air. I'm coming up on a hard break.
All right, I'll forget about it then.
No, you won't. I'll remember it. We'll be back.
Then it'll be your idea.
Stan and Haney.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney. Segment on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday afternoon, Mark Haney and the news coming up in just a couple of minutes. 6 o'clock, Rob Show will take you into your Tuesday evening. Got traffic coming up here as well in just a second. However, I like the lie detector thing. Absolute Law text line. Don't underestimate Clark County Dave. I personally think he can beat the lie detector.
Oh, I know he can. No doubt in my mind he could beat it.
I want to hook this son of a bitch up. I want to stream it live. I want the operator to come in and
analyze him. Because his baseline would be so damn jittery they wouldn't be able to read a thing.
Well, they do set the baseline.
Yeah, and his baseline is off the chart.
Lie mode.
Yep.
So he gets in there and the needles go, and what the operator will do is set that to be the baseline. They're jumping all over the place.
So when he tells the truth, it'll register as a lie.
Oh, no, he already... Look.
If his baseline is lies...
They'll set the baseline so that it has to go above the lie level to super lie. So he sits there, say his heart rate's over 100 already.
Right on, right on.
He's sweating.
Right on.
They will set that and say, okay,
woo!
This is him resting.
Yeah. All right.
Woo! There's the baseline. And then they'll ask him, is your name Clark County Dave?
Right on. Right on. That's what they call me, Clark County Dave. Yeah. Woo!
Are you in a radio station right now?
No, I'm not in a radio station. I'm on the moon, brother.
And it so come help out me, the same. And it comes out he's telling the truth.
Yep.
If he could beat a lie detector test.
Easily.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, easily.
This is the first guy, and I've told him, and he's done it for years. I said, you know what? Things start getting rough, and we've gone over 27 years. We've gone through some rough patches. I said, you're going to be the first one to jump ship, and he is. He's the first one. Things get hot. He disappears. Mm-hmm. He's flushed with cash. Disappears. I'm with you for life, bro. Yeah, you're with us for life as long as Haney can peel off a few 20s. I want to get him on that lie detector.
Well, you always have. It's been a dream of yours.
Yep, just to
and
have
it's
him,
never come together.
Just to have him hooked up.
I know at one time you were close and then somebody backed out.
I'll tell you right now, and I'll be honest with you, and I'm going to say it right now, publicly. If, and I know they're all lies, but if he passes the lie detector, I can't do nothing with him. I mean, I have to accept that that's who he is.
Oh, that is who he is.
And then I'll finally believe it. If he believes through a lie detector test, if he believes his own lies, then there's no fighting it.
I'll lose a lot of my anger towards him. Well, you may as well, because that's it. Why do you think I'm okay with it?
Yeah, guys, remember, canoe trip, everyone in the water, Dave high and dry.
Dave was not only high and dry, he was drinking beer with Stan's daughter. As Stan was drowning.
Literally.
And had to be rescued.
Yeah, multiple times.
Dave was drinking beer with your daughter.
On dry land.
Bro, I'm so sorry, man.
And despite our cries for assistance, he heard us, didn't know what you meant by it. I'll just stay put here.
Well, he figured his first priority is keeping your little girl safe.
His first priority was to stay dry and drink a beer.
Yet, he's got a good cover story.
Of course. A lie.
Can't argue with it.
Let's get you.
I want to keep the girls safe.
Having
a cold beer while you drown, bud.
Was your motivation to keep the girls safe?
Oh, hell yeah. And also have a cold beer.
Oh, God, I want to come up to that. One thing on the board, it's in Lehigh Acres. It's a crash, Alabama Road South and State Road 82. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Nightly News with David Brinkley in Washington and John Chancellor in New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, August 27th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Now, normally I might mention the fact that there's a potential hurricane forming, but I've been told by Stan we're not allowed to talk about that.
It's a tropical storm right now.
It upsets his bride.
And I think the Kona's moving. There's the 5 o'clock update. It's moving northward. I think we're good. Well,
geez. Button hook.
Yeah. Don't say that!
Why? The damage is done. You said it.
I didn't say the word BH. I didn't. I'm not.
When Irma rolled through, we were actually doing promos where a resort down in the Keys wanted us there to come down, do the show, spend several days. And as we're doing the promo, I look at Stan and I go, should we really be doing this? He goes, what do you mean? Well, Stan, you know, there's a storm out there. And Stan goes, look, let me tell you something. When it comes to hurricanes, we are in the best spot there is.
That goes all the way back to Charlie. Because before Charlie came by, we hadn't had a hurricane here in decades. Of any significance. And
yeah, Andrew just kind of skirted.
Yeah, we were lucky. And I was told by numerous people in the weather business that it's either going to hit the East Coast, most hurricanes, or it goes into the Gulf and goes into, you know, Louisiana, the Mighty Miss. And I said, well, could this possibly button hook back into? I said, watch out, it's going to button hook. It did. And we had Charlie, and then Wilma, and then a bunch of other. What? It was like they
one after the other.
One after the other targeting us. And I said, nothing to worry about. We're in the safest place in Florida. West Coast, down low enough.
Boom.
So this thing can't.
Boom.
If it does
boom.
Button hook,
boom.
It goes up to Tampa. It didn't. Right at us.
Yeah. So you'd think you would have learned your lesson.
I'm not saying
by the
BH.
Time Irma was coming around. I'm going, Stan, even if we are in the same place, we're promoting an event in Key West right when the storm's supposed to. Hey, don't worry about it. We'll be down there.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Button hook.
You got canceled. Thing flattened it.
Yep.
Keys still haven't recovered.
Yep.
Okay. All right, enough's enough.
So nothing to worry about here, folks. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. Stan, what was the first diet cola?
Tab.
Close, but no.
It's not? I thought Tab was the first one. My grandmother used to live by it.
The first diet cola was Diet Right in 1958. Then, in 1963, Coca-Cola released Tab, and Pepsi came out with Diet Pepsi. Diet Coke did not arrive on the scene until 1982.
I believe that. Coca-Cola didn't mess around with anything. It was Coca-Cola. That was the standard bearer.
Oh, yeah, they didn't mess around with it at all, New Coke.
Yeah, until the 80s.
Does advertising really work?
I certainly hope so.
Yes. Yes, it does. Dos Equis sales went up 22% in the United States after they introduced the most interesting man in the world in 2008.
Yeah.
Lemons float, limes sink.
What?
Lemons float, limes sink.
Whatever. I don't believe that.
They look pretty similar.
They are. One's green, one's yellow.
But they have a very small difference in density, but it's enough to make the difference.
You know what? He's showing a picture. You know when you see someone like Ma making lemonade? Those lemons float.
Mm-hmm. Lemons float, limes sink. But we all float down here, Stan.
Yeah.
We all float. I am still very angry at that clip you showed me from one of your programs.
Oh, yeah. 90 Day Fiancé the Other Way.
Where a 19-year-old girl wants to move to Syria so she can be in an Islamic marriage.
Yeah.
Well, a woman in the United Arab Emirates recently told a court she wants to divorce her husband after only 1 year. Now, she better have a rock-solid case because, you see, Stan, in the Islamic world, a woman's testimony is only weighted as 50% of a man's.
Right.
So why does she want to divorce her husband after only 1 year?
Why?
She complains that he's far too loving. Watch out, Stan. You know, you're about to get married. Don't be too loving.
Guess not.
It appears her problem with this man is that he would cook for her, he would clean, and never, ever argue.
Wow.
Once she made the mistake of commenting that he'd put on a few pounds, so he went on a strict diet and exercised to the point that he injured himself. The woman says, quote, I was choked by extreme love and affection.
And I got to get away from it?
He even helped me clean the house. I long for dispute, but this seems impossible. My romantic husband, who always forgave me and showered me with gifts.
Capable of anything. They're all crazy.
Well, let me tell you something, lady. You want something different, huh? You want to take a walk on the wild side? You come live with me.
Yeah.
The judge, the man begged the judge not to grant the divorce, and the judge agreed with the man. He says he's learned from his mistakes, so he'll stop doing nice things.
See?
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
With over 130 years of mining diamonds, De Beers Mining Group is the most respected and well-known name within the diamond industry today. When De Beers decided to release their rarest and most valuable diamonds to the world, they chose only 300 jewelers in the U.S. And the only jeweler they respected and trusted in Southwest Florida to represent these rare diamonds was Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. When America's top bridal designers, Tacori, Verragio, Simon G., and Peter Storm, made the decision to showcase their stunning and award-winning designs in Southwest Florida, there was only one jeweler they sought to collaborate with, Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. The Diamond District has the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark loose certified diamonds, along with over 3,000 engagement rings from the top bridal ring designers in the U.S. With this selection and diamond prices at or below the internet, you won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
The Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
Somebody, again with Dave and the lie detector, it's true. Dave is nobody's fool, especially when it comes to himself. Truer words have never been spoken.
But yet you've called him a fool many a time.
He is a fool.
Then why would you agree with the texter?
Because when it comes to himself, he has the, and I think it had to have been learned, the art of the grift, the survival.
Right on.
You can throw Dave in another state. That's another idea. We fly him to like Kansas and have him make his way home. I'll give him a cell phone with a certain allotted minutes
on his head, man.
And I'll give him a credit card, prepaid card with $50 on it. Now find your way home.
He would land at Naples Airport on a private jet.
Yeah, I know. He would find his way home because he's got the art of the grift.
Can I say, Bill?
Yes.
These days, you know, is there anybody you can trust?
Certainly not Dave.
A gentleman by the name of William Kelly called 911 Sunday morning when his red 1992 Chevy pickup truck was stolen out of a parking lot in Kennewick, Washington. As police were investigating, they realized that although William's truck was legitimately stolen, William himself was not entirely innocent. It turns out his truck was stolen as William was across the street robbing a local business. So he's been arrested for burglary, and police haven't been able to track down the guy who stole his truck.
What am I looking at here? What's who he's running after? Is he running after his truck?
Yeah, so this is him crossing the street from the business that he's robbing. And then
yeah, he's just robbed the business going for his truck as someone's stealing.
And he's watching it pull away.
Yep.
Okay, there it is.
Can't trust anybody. You not even other criminals.
No, not even another thief. There it goes. Look at that.
Oh, God. Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. Police in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, received a call on Saturday night regarding a nude man running down the street.
Oh, jeez.
And when they arrived, they found 42-year-old Dave Shepard walking around nude.
Jeez.
Now you're walking around nude there in downtown Myrtle Beach. Chances are the police are going to ask you, why are you walking around nude, son?
And your immediate reply is, howdy.
Yeah. I know how this looks, okay?
Yeah.
And good guy Dave Shepard had a perfectly reasonable explanation. He told police it was because he owed his drug dealer $350. And when he couldn't pay, the dealer pulled a gun on him and told Dave he needed to walk around nude. Now, police couldn't find the drug dealer. And, of course, Dave's not going to give up his dealer.
Oh, no.
He said he didn't want the police involved and didn't want to press any charges. And they said, well, Dave, believe it or not, you convinced us, and he was not arrested for public nudity.
He wasn't?
Nope.
Then how do I, what, where is this? Was this a previous arrest I'm looking at?
Yeah, I imagine. Oh, yeah, he's probably got a few mug shots.
Yeah, probably got a good record. Yeah.
It's Dave.
Yeah.
Everybody knows one.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, August 27th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. It's Dave.
Yeah. Dude, I know you guys got to do your job, man, but my dealer made me do it.
Bro, I'm so sorry, man.
All right, Dave. Here,
I'll let you go.
Here's a towel. You go on your way.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Take the time to answer your questions, and the telephone consultation's free. If you have any questions, pick up the phone and call me. Mike Chinopoulos at Absolute Law, 239-ASK-MIKE. If it's after hours, call anyway. Press 6, and you'll speak to me directly. Absolute Law, a law firm you can trust, absolutely.
Ready to go. Another day, another dollar. That's what I'm talking about, Caroline Rent.
Yep.
Another day, right. Another dollar.
Yep.
Yep.
And we're going to be spending some dollars this month because we've got some pretty exciting stuff happening this month at Fusillo Kia. No matter which Fusillo Kia you shop, no matter which new Kia you buy, no matter which new Kia you lease, you are going to go on a cruise with Huge 2019, and you get the whole surf and turf package. It's a kayak, a bike, golf clubs, a TV, and a tablet. Tablet, not tabloid. Billy has been a little misleading there.
What is it, a tablet?
A tablet.
Tablet.
Yep. Tablet.
Like a capsule, a tablet.
Yes. That same gotcha. Word. Something
well, I'll tell you something.
Though.
What's going on right now is crazy. I'll tell you something. If you don't take advantage of this, folks, you don't know what a deal is. It's all about being huge.
Offers expire September 3rd, 2019. See dealer for details.
Every Monday and Tuesday, enjoy a medium cheese pizza or 10-piece wings for just $7.99 at El Primo Pizza and Wings. Order online at elprimopizza.com.
El Primo Pizza and Wings.
The Honda Summer Spectacular event ends soon at Germain Honda of Naples. New 2019 Hondas start at just $99 a month. Buy now and get lifetime warranty and low price guarantee. Germain Honda of Naples, a short drive down I-75. Call 844-350-1222.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. FordPass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your Tuesday evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Two things on the board, both of them Fort Myers. We have a disabled vehicle, Colonial Boulevard and Plantation Road. And the other one is a crash, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway and Treeline Avenue South. And you are up to date.
Set a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? They say a rose is red and violet's purple. Sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. I'm the seventh out of seven sons. A baby was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
That is just great. I feel like a king of the road. Mm-hmm. We're going to laugh right now.
I bought five.
Yeah, Dave.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I will say this. In 13 years, my wife and I have created a beautiful home together. By that, I mean she created it and we're together. Actually, we do have a beautiful home, and it's all my wife's doing. Everything in it. She went out and found it. She bought it. She brought it home. I'm the mule. She'll come home, and she'll say, there's a grandfather clock in the back of the truck. I'm like, hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. People go through our house and go, that's really pretty. Is that rosewood? I don't know, but it's really heavy. I'll tell you that. I'd like to kill myself bringing that in here. And any guy that's thinking about getting married, I got a little piece of advice for you. Don't be too attached to any furniture you might currently have, because it is going away. Might be going to the basement, might be going to live with God, but it's going away.
The day after we got married, my wife was walking through the house talking to my furniture like a flight attendant at the end of a flight. Bye-bye. 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 Thanks for coming. Bye-bye. See you at the dump. See you at the dump? Baby, that's a combination coffee table cooler. Look, the lid comes up.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Hi, hi, hi.
Hi, everybody.
Stan, would it offend you if...
Yes, yes, it would.
If I ever, say we're looking at gorillas at the zoo.
I'd already know the story.
And I said, you know what, Stan, that gorilla kind of looks like you.
Yeah.
Would you get me fired for that?
I think that that news girl that said that to her African-American TV partner, that was the last thing on her mind that it was anything racial.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing. I mean, how many times I used to do this with my daughter when she was little. I go, there would be a picture of a, you know, a monkey on. Oh, there you are on TV. There, and she'd get a laugh out of it. And I think that's all she meant. She had to go on TV whimpering and crying and apologize to him.
Yep.
That was, I went to watch the clip. It was so disturbing to watch her have to go through that torture.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, torture watching him having to sit there and take that.
Because he didn't take it that way.
No.
He said, yeah, it kind of does.
It.
She said, oh, that kind of looks like you. And he goes, yeah, it kind of does.
And then she had to apologize. And that whole apology with him sitting there, her crying through it, was so unnerving.
Mm-hmm. You hear about Seattle?
What happened in Seattle?
Well, the whole West Coast, because they have a, a liberal style of government where they don't want to criminalize homelessness or drug use or people being completely out of control, they have a problem with potential jurors at the courthouse in Seattle there at City Hall because, well, there have been complaints that jurors are having to walk through human excrement on the sidewalk.
Yes.
And so they had a meeting that was supposed to be about, well, how do we deal with this problem? And someone raised their hand and said, you know, we could deal with that pretty easily if we just got somebody out there early in the morning, once a day, we go over the whole thing with a pressure washer. And boy, you could have heard a pin drop, Stan, because that is obviously a racist statement. That person was then taken to task that, no, we will not be pressure washing every morning on the sidewalk of the courthouse of all places. Why? Because Bull Connor used hoses on black people, and it could intimidate people.
This is insane.
It's all pretend. It's all made up. It's like people sitting there waiting for anything with the slightest possibility of tying it to something bad.
Real quick, can we run? I want to run Rob her apology. Do you have the apology?
Where it is cringeworthy.
It is so uncomfortable. It's cringeworthy. Roll them.
And Jason Hackett, I'm here this morning because I want to apologize not only to my coworker Jason, but to our entire community. I said something yesterday that was inconsiderate, it was inappropriate,
and he's sitting there.
People, and I want you to know,
how long will this take?
Yep. You out there and how much I hurt you. I love you so much, and you have been one of my best friends for the past year and a half.
I've never done anything
on purpose to hurt you, and I love our community.
Oh, God, she doesn't have to do that.
My heart.
She was told she did.
I know, or lose your job.
I was wrong, and I am so sorry.
Well, Alex, thank you very much, and I do accept your apology, and I do appreciate your apology.
I want to let everybody out there know that Alex is one of my best friends. I mean, we do what we do here, and you know, it's not as if we see each other here and then we leave and we go home. We talk every day.
Can I tell you that it's the people, it's your own, it's other people's own racist thoughts. She meant nothing by it. They're friends. It's something that we do all the time with our kids. Oh, look at that little monkey.
Well, I got Howard Cosell run out of the business.
And it is people's preconceived own thoughts that prompted these two friends and co-workers to have to go to that level. Uncomfortable for both. Pathetic.
Yeah, I mean, it's like slamming you for calling women pigs.
What? Let's do some trash.
Oh, I love this job.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.